Hey, this is Thomas Q. Jones, former UVA All-American running back, and you're listening to The Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Wahoo wah.
Welcome to another edition of The Jerry Ratcliffe Show podcast, along with my co-host, Chris Graham. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you doing so each week. I think we've had 7 podcasts this week, Chris.
Very busy week, yeah.
with our series with the first four African-American scholarship football players. That was a great series with those four guys, and Al Groh was introduced him since he was their freshman coach. But thank you for your response to those. And today we're going to switch subjects. We're going to talk hoops with Mr. UVA, starred at UVA back in the 90s, was known as the glue man. And has come back and helped Tony Bennett build a national power, so to speak. And as associate head coach, we're talking about Jason J. Willie Williford. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good. How's it going?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for taking some time out of your day off to join us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate it. I don't know about Mr. UVA. I like that introduction, though. I like that. Ralph would not like hearing me be called Mr. UVA. I'm pretty sure that's his, those credentials belong to him.
Probably so, but you have your share of it. I mean, not only did you play here, but you coached here. Not many guys have done that.
No, I know. It's a treat. It's special. I really enjoy being back home.
Yeah. Well, we love having you here too. Let's jump into it a little bit, Jason, and I guess the only glimpse Virginia fans have had of the team is the blue-white scrimmage, and you don't get a lot of info from watching something like that. You get maybe a little bit, but in the scrimmages you guys have had with I guess VCU and Georgetown, what have you seen that makes you feel optimistic about this team, and did anything surprise you?
You know, I've said this repeatedly this offseason, we're a work in progress. We've got a lot of new pieces, guys with different responsibilities than they had in the past. Our most experienced guys are the two guards, Kihei and Reese Beekman. I think we know what we're going to get with those guys. Obviously, Kihei has played in big games and shown up in big moments for us. And Reese got a ton of experience last year, and we're looking for big things from him. But the one thing that has been glaring on the positive side in the scrimmages and in the preseason has been the kids are working hard. They're tough. They're playing hard. We're getting everything out of them. We've got guys that have to learn our defense. We've got guys that got to adjust to more responsibility. Kate and Cedric, Francisco Cafaro, Cody Statman, all of those guys who are returners, Carson McCorkle, who may not have had as much playing time and experience. Those guys have to adjust to new roles. And then we're trying to get the two first years up to speed and the transfers up to speed in our scheme. They're working their butts off, but again, we are a work in progress.
Yeah. Does this kind of remind you of the 2020 team in any way? Because you had a lot of new parts then too, I think.
Well, a little bit, except, Kihei was back, Mamadi was back, Braxton was back. Yeah. I think, Jay Huff, those guys had experience and they not quite the same. And from a defensive standpoint, that team, I mean, you talk about Kihei along with Braxton and Mamadi and, Jay shot blocking ability. I think Marcel was on that team. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore, but he was a tough defender. So we're just trying to find our identity defensively, and then figure out who's going to score for us. And I think the two transfers will be good for us in that regard. They've got a ton of experience. They know how to put the ball in the bucket. I think we can count on them to do that. It's just, will they be consistent in doing that night in and night out, in how we like to play?
Gardner had some impressive numbers down at East Carolina, and particularly in a couple of games, I think, against Houston.
Right.
I think he had like 20 points and 19 rebounds or something.
Right.
Is he going to be able to give you that presence inside that you needed?
Yeah, I think so. You know, people have talked about his size and his height at this level, and he's been undersized and that way all his life, and he's figured out how to make it happen. And I don't foresee that changing. He's capable of putting the ball in the bucket. He can rebound. He'll get to the free throw line. He'll make free throws. So you know, will his production be identical to what it was at ECU? We hope so.
Yeah, really.
and if he can do that, you know, I like our chances moving forward as we progress during the season.
Looking for a great dining experience in Charlottesville? Look no further than the Aberdeen Barn. The barn has been family owned and operated since 1965, with Terry and Angela providing great atmosphere and mouth-watering food at Virginia's Big Time Steakhouse. Enjoy the fine dining or relax in the Sportsman's Bar, a fantastic place to wind down and socialize, surrounded by flat-screen televisions tuned to the latest sporting events. You never know who you might bump into at the Aberdeen Barn, where all the greatest Cavaliers have dined over the decades and keep coming back for the delicious menu and good times. Check it out online at aberdeenbarn.com or call 434-296-4630.
A lot of fans, Jason, think about Anthony Gill maybe being the last real inside presence that reminds them at least of what we think we might see with Jaden Gardner.
Right.
Compare the two guys in terms of where Anthony was at the college level. Now he's shooting a lot of three-pointers in the NBA.
Right.
But in the college level, he was a force inside.
Yeah. No, so you know what? It's similar. I you know, I've said a lot like Gill, as far as facing the basket, his mid-post game, not a whole lot of three-pointers just yet. I said he was a cross between Mike Scott and Gill, but not the same size. You know, just, you know, a few inches shorter than both of those guys. Mike developed the three later in his career, you know, obviously at the next level. But Mike's mid-post turn and face game was phenomenal. So was Gill's. Both probably a little tad bit more explosive, you know, just getting off the ground. But Gardner's got some, you know, he's a crafty scorer. He's got floaters and touch around the basket. And you know, he uses that big derriere to create space. So we like that.
And having a guy that can be a presence in the post like that allows for a lot more action off those screens. It makes the defenders be more honest, I guess. I mean, how much does it change the offense to have a guy like that can be a threat in the post?
Well, I'm a throwback guy. I like playing inside out. And it's funny you ask that question because, you know, we just the other day as a staff, we're you know, trying to put in stuff, you know, just some, you know, options offensively. And everything Tone kept coming up with was for a jump shot. And I said, Coach, we got to have something to throw the ball into the post. That's just, you know, we got a dude that can throw it in there. I know you forget about our big guys sometimes, but, you know, I'm the big man advocate. You got to throw it into us. So I'm a throwback. I like the fact that we can play inside out. And if they start having to, you know, come and maybe double him and that opens up driving lanes, that opens up, you know, opportunities for guys to shoot open catch and shoot shots as opposed to contested jumpers. And I think those are different. When you can get feet set, you know, open looks as opposed to having to create all the time. Those are different jump shots, and not having to always shoot on the move. So I'm a throwback to inside out basketball, but I could be a dinosaur. The game's changing, you know. So, but I like him. You know, he'll bring a blue collar, hard nose work ethic to what we're about.
I think some of the tougher teams are the ones that play inside out, Jason, because I mean, if you rely too much on the 3-pointer, it sometimes can blow up on you.
Yeah. So. You're not going to always make shots at a high rate. So you better be able to create some stuff and paint touches. That's another way of touching the paint. It's not always dribble penetration, you know, just throw it in. So, you know, we're excited about that. And again, he's not your traditional. I mean, he's more of a mid-post, turn and face. You know, I see him maybe taking advantage of some guys in the non-conference, you know, but bigger guys he'll face up and use some of it. He's got quick feet for a guy his size, so he should be able to go by some dudes, you know, elbows and mid-post.
Right. And Shedrick, obviously we haven't seen a lot of him. He sounds like he's – kind of impressed you guys.
Yeah, you know, he is a kid with a ton of talent, ton of potential. He just oozes with what the next level is all about: size, athleticism, wingspan. You know, you look at him and you know, now what he has to do is in his head and in his mind, he's got to know that, you know, I do belong, I'm good enough, and I'm ready for this. I'm ready, and it's my time. And I think once he gets that mental approach, you know, I think, you know, that's what we're waiting. We're waiting for that switch to turn on. And I mean, he's got a lot of stuff. You know, he's got jump hooks, he can finish at the rim, block shots, run the floor, you know. Our typical ball screen defense, you know, we like to be aggressive on those edges with our big guys. You know, he can do all of that. So he's got to be consistent, but I think he's got to, you know, he's got to believe that it's his time to shine.
A lot of that just comes from experience in games, right? Game experience.
Absolutely. And he and Kafara will get their fair share of opportunities this year. We need them both.
Yeah, with the, I guess this is the smallest roster you guys have had, 10 players. Is that easier or more difficult to manage?
Well, it'll be easier from a playing time, trying to keep everybody happy, expectation standpoint, I think, because they're all going to get opportunities. They're all going to get chances. You know, it just, you know, if a guy and God, I don't want to, predict this, but if a guy's disgruntled or unhappy, then that causes challenges at the end of the year, you know, when, you know, with this new rule, if you can go and play right away and leave, you know, yeah. Well, if you don't have but 10 and you lose one or two now, you know, that, so what we don't want to do is get in that revolving door. And I think, you know, the thought process was if we keep 10 guys, pour into those 10, everybody gets a chance, and we can kind of keep doing what we've done is grow them and get them older and keep them here. You know, hard to keep 13 guys happy.
UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine boasts one of the finest teams of doctors in the country, and they're right here in Charlottesville to not only provide care for the University of Virginia athletic teams, but also the Charlottesville and Central Virginia communities. UVA Orthopedics has been a proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show for the past 2 years, with numerous team members featured in weekly segments where doctors share great insight into various sports injuries, what causes them, how to treat them, and recovery time. Their team of experts are there for you and offer the best care to solve your health problems and get you back on your feet. Let their team of specialists get you back in the game.
Defensively, Jason, who is the heart and soul now? Obviously, Reese and Kihei are really good on the ball in the backcourt. Who might be the kind of guy, if there is a kind of guy like a DeAndre Hunter, Braxton Key type guy, who can guard, you know, several positions and give you the flexibility, give Tony the flexibility to play with the lineup a little bit? Is there anybody like that on this roster this year?
I wish there were. I wish we had another DeAndre in the worst way. God, and he's doing well at the next level. But we don't have. I think that's one thing that we're missing. We're going to have to do that by committee. But I think the way the game is moving, having a guy like that is uber important. I think we've got that coming in. I'm not at liberty to discuss all of those names just yet. They haven't signed, but we're excited about the future moving forward. And I think, but you know, hopefully Statman and Igor and Murray, those guys, you know, it's that tweener forward spot. Where, you know, 6'5" to 6'8", and can you guard multiple positions, play multiple spots? Sam Hauser and Trey Murphy both did it. You know, they move between the forward spots. So we're going to do it by committee, but we would love another DeAndre. And if there's anybody out there that Hootie is listening to this show, and they know of anybody, please pass that information on to me, okay? In the 23 or 24 class, okay?
You might get flooded with
all right.
responses on that one.
I wanted to throw one more in, Jerry. Hey, Jason, how important is it this year? Last year, obviously, was so weird in so many different ways from a preparation standpoint. You didn't have your normal walk up to the season, didn't have your closed door scrimmages. The preseason games, pre-conference games were sort of a mesh there. This year you've had the normal summer, normal fall, you've had your preseason scrimmages, you've got a regular schedule for November, December to kind of get ready for ACC play. How much does that help with this new group? I mean, you got all these new guys. How much does that help integrate all these new guys in?
It was important. It was important to get them here this summer, get them, you know, acclimated to what we do, get them with Coach Curtis, you know, get them stronger and in shape and in condition to for the long haul, for the season. So we're back to normal. Where it hurt us, we were scheduled to take a foreign trip. And I thought those extra practices and games would have helped as well. But because of where we are, we'll have to do that at a later date. But I thought it was a good preseason, getting these scrimmages, even the blue white, we treated the blue white, you know, it was work for us. I know a lot of folks do they roll the ball out. They got the smoke and the fancy cars and the motorcycles, bringing them out in front of the fans. But we wanted to treat that, as another chance to work and get better. And so, all of those opportunities, I thought was good for the guys. So, and we'll have fans back in the arena. Can't wait for that. It was a weird year. The best thing that happened though was, I think they're letting us continue our dress code. So we're going to be khakis and polo. I like that, as opposed to suit and ties and being all stuffy on the sideline. So I like the new dress code. So, if anything was a win, it was that for at least me and the coaches in the ACC.
I never understood why basketball coaches were in suits and ties anyway. I mean, it doesn't go with basketball.
No, football's got it right. I love what they do on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah. You need the tie, man. we heard a lot from I guess from some of the players we've talked to up to this point and a little bit from Tony about Kihei and how he worked so hard on his shot in the offseason. And it sounded like he put the kind of work in that maybe Justin Anderson and a couple other guys did a few years ago between their junior and senior, well, sophomore and junior year for him. But how much of a better perimeter shooter is he now?
I think he's worked really hard. I mean, the ball's going in. Again, it all bears out once we get in the season and he can continue to shoot as well as he's shot and has shot the ball this preseason. But I mean, he's trying to get it off quicker. Not that, you know, he really worked on getting the ball off quicker. Not that long, you know, dip and release. It just took forever for him sometimes to get that shot off. But he's been good. Not a good catch and shoot, not hitting the front rim. So I just hope if he can do what Justin Anderson did percentage wise, then we're in good shape. And Reese, you know, he spent as much time on his shot as well. So again, shooting is all upstairs. I played with Curtis Staples. I wouldn't dare want my kid to shoot like Curtis Staples from a form standpoint. Don't get me wrong. I'm only talking form. That dude could shoot the cover off the ball. But yeah, it was all upstairs. He thought he was the best shooter ever, and he just worked. And I think that's what shooting is. I mean, it's a mental as much of there is some technique, but I mean, if you put the practice in and you think you can make shots, you know, it'll go in, and you can't get discouraged when you miss shots. So I think for those guys, it's just continuing to stay mentally confident in their shot and trust all the work that they put in.
I talked to Reese a little bit down at the ACC tip-off in Charlotte a few weeks ago, and it sounds like he might be in a different class maybe as some of the other guys on your team in terms of potential and the various skills that he has that some of the other guys might not have. What do you have to do to bring all of that out?
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to coach all of these guys up, but for him, I think it's just finding success early and then just playing with a confidence and a swagger once he gets that. I know humility is one of our pillars, but he's got to let that swag go a little bit. once he realizes, hey, I'm as good as anybody in this league, I think he can take off. He's very good with the ball, shifty, quick. He's got a nice mid-range pull-up game. He's got to trust the hard work that he's put into his shot. And when he gets opportunities and he gets looks, he's got to let it fly. But from a understanding of the game, feel for the game, you know, lead guard position, He's got a chance. I mean, he can be one of the best we've coached, but he's got to believe that.
Blue Ridge Bank is the proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show and JerryRatcliffe.com. Founded in 1893, Blue Ridge Bank has more than a century of customer-based service, but is forward-thinking and features digital banking free and available 24/7. CEO Brian Plum and his team are strong supporters of UVA Athletics. And check this out. Blue Ridge Bank is home of the $100,000 jackpot drawing to one lucky customer every year. How can you beat that? Banking smarter, simplified. Blue Ridge Bank's mission is strong customer service. Make Blue Ridge Bank your bank today. Visit mybrb.com for more information.
And it was his explosiveness to the basket, and Kihei obviously knows how to get in the lane. Does that give you guys maybe a little bit more dimension than some other teams that you got two point guards that can attack? And
yeah, we're they're going to need to do that. They're going to need to attack and you know, maybe get us some easy buckets out in transition. You know, when we get a steal, go get, you know, create something easy for us, long rebounds, push it and create. I think they can do that. But again, you know, we're going to lay our hat on our defense and then work like crazy to get really good shots on offense. And those guys understand that. But they have an ability to touch the paint and do some stuff and be disruptive defensively. I think both of them on the ball can be very good for us.
Chris?
Talk, if you could, Jason, about Igor Milicic Jr., Kane Murray. I know there's fans out there excited just because of the prospects of what those guys. What have you seen from them in practice and scrimmages to this stage?
Again, working hard. It's all new to those guys. You know, this is a you know, you come over from overseas and it's a different way of life. It's you're in school, you're taking class, you're having to adjust culturally, and then try to catch up to the speed of the way the game's played. It's just a different game than overseas. A lot faster, a little more physical. In the stuff we do, the emphasis that we put on the small details defensively, they're working. They're work in progress. But you know, Igor can shoot the ball at 6'9". I think he may even be 6'10". Can stretch the floor, shoot the ball. He can put it on the floor, get to the rim at times. And then Tame Murray is as tough as they come. I've heard the comparison to Joe Harris, and he's probably size-wise and just mentality, he's probably a lot like Joe as far as that toughness goes. He'll stick his nose in there and do whatever we ask of him. I wish he had Joe's three-point shooting ability. He's working to be more consistent in that area, but you talk about a hard playing kid. They're working. And I think as first years, and it was funny, Isaiah Wilkins, who's now back with us, you know, he was talking about how his head was spinning as a first year. The entire first year for him, everything was just so fast. And so it's neat, and it gives you perspective being able to hear a guy who ended up being pretty good for us talk about what it was like as a first year. And so I think we've got to, you know, temper some expectations in regards to those two, but understand that those two long-term and at some point are gonna have to help us. We only got 10.
So you mentioned Isaiah Wilkins' name. Who is the Isaiah Wilkins or Jason Williford of this team? The glue guy who does all the work, maybe not as much glory, but just does all the things that you need a guy like that on your team. You need a guy like that on the floor.
I think that guy is still, we're still trying to find that guy. I would probably say the two guys who embody that are our two biggest guys, Cedric and Kafaro. Just, they'll score opportunistically, but they're gonna screen, they're gonna give up their body, they're gonna defend. It's probably those two. Now they're gonna have to score a little more in that role than both Isaiah and I ever did. but as far as glue guy, being able to do the little things, I would say it's both of those bigs.
We haven't talked much about Armon Franklin coming in from Indiana. Talked to him a little bit the other day on Media Day, and he said that, he feels like he's the kind of guy who can be a playmaker and ability to knock down shots, and he and the other guards feed off each other, and that he believes he can help create a little bit. Has he brought a pretty good complete game in from
he's brought shot making ability. He can shoot it from three. He's another guy that's got very good feel, understanding of the game. He's working defensively the way we're asking. But from an offensive standpoint, I expect him to take and make big shots for us. stretch the floor. He's been good in that regard. We're running them off screens like we've done those guys in the past, where, you know, he can catch and shoot. He's actually been in some ball screen situations for us, makes good decisions, good reads, probably not as quick and as fast as both Reese and Kihei, but just a good steady guard with the ball in his hands that can shoot. And he's got it again. He and Gardner have a ton of experience. I mean, you know, having played 2 years of Big Ten and then 3 years of American basketball, those guys bring a ton of experience. And that's the one thing that's evident. You know, they look like they've been out there before. And you take the two first years and you look, okay, they look like their first years.
We know that you guys are going to have to rely heavily on your defense like you have most of Tony's time here. Is this going to be – you still have challenges there with these guys, or have they locked in on it pretty good?
No, I think they understand. It's our culture. We make them understand, for nothing else, what we're going to have to do. And they're locked in. But it's a daily grind. It's a daily deposit of having to defend the way we want to defend. And it's not natural. I mean, you know, what we ask defensively of guys is just not natural. But I think once they get it, they understand this is our calling card, this is our way. And they're working every day towards that. But, you know, at least with the transfers in the first year guys, you know, this is all new to them. You know, you got 2 and 3 years of habits that, they've got to get out of their system, for lack of a better word, and learn how we do things. And then the first years are just learning and the wheels are spinning. But those guys that have been in the program, the McCorkles, the Statmans, all of those guys, that just haven't had the same, you know, experience on the floor. They know what it takes. They know what practices are like. They get it. But it's the daily deposits, and the guys are buying in. They don't always like it, but they're buying in.
Tell your fans a little bit, Jason, about what a typical practice is for you guys and how much of that practice is dedicated to defense?
Typical practice, probably at the beginning, we do a lot of, you know, just fundamental work, passing, shooting, finishing. And then we get into some drills that are more defensive. 3-on-3, some situational ball screen stuff, transition defensive drills. So probably, I often say 100% of our practice is dedicated to defense, because that's always what I'm looking at personally. I'm always emphasizing playing better, you know, being better defensively. But that's probably not fair. I would say 60-40 defense to offense. And, you know, for me, my eye, I've got an eye always, even when it's an offensive drill, I don't pay attention. I'm always paying attention to defense. So if we're doing something that's working on a set, or we're working on some of our offensive stuff, Tony's got that, and I'm locked in on what are we doing defensively, you know, with the other group. You know, how come they scored? I don't want them scoring. How come we gave up a second chance, an offensive rebound? So even with, you know, the second unit, or even the green machine, when they're guarding and they're defending, I'm always barking about defense. So defense is what I lay my hat on. But, that, you know, that's a typical practice. Shoot early, shoot late, defense in the middle, And then we, you know, go up and down a little bit with, you know, just working on our offensive stuff.
I remember it's been several years ago when you guys pounded Michigan here, but one of their better players told one of the reporters after the game when he was asked about, you know, what made you guys so good. And he said, I asked their players, I said, damn, is that all you guys do is practice defense?
Hey, now, if you ask the guys, they'll tell you, yeah, it's probably like 80-20 defense to offense. They don't think we ever put enough time in the offense, but no, that's not fair. We do.
Chris?
What's it going to be like, Jason, all the hard work of the last few months getting ready for the tip-off Tuesday night? What's it going to be like with people in the arena, more than 200 people in the arena?
I just hope it's loud and I can't wait. I know my boys, my two sons are excited. Folks are excited about getting back and being in the arena. And I'm looking forward to it. It's a new group of guys, new challenge, but this is what I live for. This is what we live for. Trying to see what collectively we can do with this group and be as best as we can be with this group and doing it in front of our fans and the student body. And I can't wait to hear the band. I missed the band and it's going to be awesome. So, we're really excited about having folks back. And for us, you guys know it makes the world a difference. I mean, where else do people get excited about shot clock violations? We need that when it's, under 8 seconds and the clock's running down and you get the fans yelling and they're counting down and, we missed that. We sure could have used that in Indiana last year. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, let's give you a chance against Navy to get that bad taste out of your mouth and start a new streak.
We're excited. We're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much, Jason, for giving us part of your day. Appreciate it. And hopefully the Steelers will give you some enjoyment tomorrow.
I hope so.
And the Wahoos will give you more enjoyment on Tuesday night. So,
there you go.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Get the latest on the Hoos, basketball, football, and more online at jerryratcliffe.com or at augustafreepress.com.